Now, 9 minutes to eight, and Jill is back with the business news.
Thanks, Gavin. Nearly 8 in 10 international banks in Ireland say global political tensions could hit their business in the next 5 years. That's according to a new report by the Federation of International Banks in Ireland and Banking and Payments Federation Ireland. The research was carried out in February after Donald Trump was elected US president. We're joined now in studio by Brian Hayes, Chief Executive of Banking and Payments Federation Ireland. You're very welcome.
Good morning, Jill.
The survey suggests that international banks here are concerned about the impact of Trump's policies on their operations. Could we see big US banks pull out of Ireland as a result?
Well, the success really of the international banking story in Ireland goes back many decades. We have very substantial US, Canadian, UK and other European banks operating in the wholesale market here. About 40% of the people who work in banking in general in Ireland work in the international banking sector. And as we know, the increase in employment is up about 20% from pre-pandemic times. So obviously there is concern about what's happening in any scenario. Geopolitical tensions don't help the movement of capital, and capital goes where it's welcome and stays where it's well treated. So we've got to do our bit in Ireland to make sure that the international banking story, which has been such a successful driver for corporate tax, for employment and for increasing capital and liquidity pools in Ireland, continues to grow. And I think there's things we can do in that respect, both in Europe and here domestically.
So you wouldn't necessarily be expecting to see any exits, but maybe no more new entrants coming in?
Well, the survey shows that about 60% of our members believe that their business will grow this year, and about 40% of them believe that they need new hires. Mm-hmm. I think it's more likely, probably, in terms of the pipeline of potential new banks come to Ireland, that they would look at that, are equally in terms of the investment pipeline for those who've recently come. But those who are here for many decades, have their roots in Ireland, do very important things for their group in Ireland, and are critically important to the wholesale market, as I said.
Okay, all of the banks surveyed said they believe there's a case for simplifying EU regulation. A lot of people would read that as the industry wanting less regulation. Is that a good idea?
Well, I think what is a good idea, and it's not articulated by the industry, it was first outlined by Mr. Draghi, the former president of the ECB, in his report to the European Commission last year. We do need to simplify to create a more efficient regulatory framework across the European Union. You know, Europe is known for its regulation. We have many different authorities, public authorities at a European and national competent authority level. We've got to ensure that we simplify that to make sure that we get the competitive agenda strong and real in terms of where international banks. We need the international banks with our domestic banks to be key drivers for capital in terms of European growth and investment. And I note the fact that in the UK, only last week, the UK government has said that they want to reduce the regulatory burden in terms of cost across all business by about 25% over the next 5 years. So we need to be aware of what other jurisdictions are doing in terms of simplifying that code and that regulatory certainty.
These international banks employ almost 15,000 people here, but those numbers haven't increased much since 2023. What do we know about their hiring plans over the coming years? Are things slowing down?
Well, as I said, the survey highlighted the fact that about 40% believe that new hires are part of the story for 2025. I think in an environment where there is so much uncertainty, that those banks will have to look at where they are right now. In any environment where there's a trade war, that reduces the potential of future investment. But I also think it's really important that there's an opportunity here. There's an opportunity for Europe, which has really lagged behind banking in terms of profitability and of developing a strong capital markets with strong capital and liquidity pools by comparison to the US. There's an opportunity for us in Europe to be more attractive to capital in a circumstance where there's such uncertainty in the United States right now. But we're very confident that we can continue to grow this year and into the future.
Just very briefly, why is Ireland such a major hub for these international banks and investment firms? Is it all to do with our corporate tax rate?
I think it's to do with that, but it's also to do with the pool of talent we have here and the skills we have here. We're an English-speaking country. We're in the Eurozone. We come from a common law jurisdiction. There is a great connectivity between North America and Ireland, and I think we've been really successful in seeing the multiplier effect from that in terms of financial services in general. We're the fifth largest financial service centre in the European Union. And I suppose my key message from the report is we've got to look after that. We can't take it for granted. We've got to be on our toes. And that's why the competition review recently announced by Minister Burke is important, because he wants to focus on red tape, the cost of regulation, the cost of doing business in Ireland, while also making sure that we can have houses and good infrastructure for these businesses and for our people who work in these businesses. So we're very confident about the future, but I think a few changes, both at a regulatory and domestic policy level, could make all the difference.
Okay, Brian Hayes, Chief Executive of Banking and Payments Federation Ireland, thanks for joining us. More business news at 8:30.